Standing on the precipice of a broken concrete dam, you can peer down into the flowing Maquoketa River that has run free since the dam failed, pulling the plug on Lake Delhi. For the first time since the water was impounded in the 1920s, the lake bottom reverted to dry land once again, and history resurfaced.
This is a general store.
This old foundation?
Yes, is the foundation of the general store.
Marquita Cui Lux points to a pile of stone where a town once stood. The pioneer settlement of Hartwick goes back to the mid-1800s. More recent archaeological discoveries were made by a Chicago beer can collector with metal detectors.
Well, it's amazing how well the cans get preserved underneath the sediment of the lake. Apparently, oxygen doesn't get to them, so they preserve very well.
Engineer Steve Gola came to Lake Delhi right after he heard national media reports about the dam bursting in 2010. He returned four times and salvaged about 50 antiques, some going back to when the beer can was invented.
Well, I found a couple nice old 30s cans, Fox Deluxe out of Chicago, which is an OI can, which stands for opening instruction. Back in the day when they first made beer cans, they put instructions on how to open them with the church key, the can opener.
Gola also uncovered three rings, including a diamond engagement ring and a military ring that he returned to a Vietnam War veteran 41 years after he lost it swimming.
The oldest thing I found, I did a little research this morning on that liniment bottle. Mexican Mustang liniment, late 19th century, maybe possibly early 20th century, but that may have been there before the dam was even built.
While this beer can historian had never been to Lake Delhi, he's exhumed its past heydays from the muck left behind.
Well, it was definitely, I think, used for entertainment with the beer and soda cans and, you know, out in the boat having a couple beers, fishing, and then when they were done with their beer, in the old days, they would generally throw them overboard and sink them to the bottom. And you know, we found an old radio. We dug it up, and it was like a boombox from the 70s. It had the cassette player, and so we got a laugh out of that.
Gola and his Chicago buddies left something behind for future treasure hunters. They dumped their canoe and lost a digital camera. He says there are more buried artifacts, and he may be back for another expedition. At Lake Delhi, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.